In this second story about the Pocahontas County Board of Education's August 10th meeting, we will talk about other actions taken at the meeting besides the revisions to the reentry plan for the upcoming school year that we talked about in part one. But first, here is an official summary of those reentry plan changes approved by the board, which was just received from the superintendent. Quote, masks, face coverings in buildings are now optional unless either the governor or health department mandates their use. Mask face coverings are still required on buses. 3 feet of social distancing is to be enforced to the greatest extent possible. The reason we say to the greatest extent possible is because we have a couple of very large classes that make it practically impossible to get 3 feet apart. We will not be putting down floor stickers to keep the spacing accurate. We ask that students stay at arm's length apart if at all possible. We are offering virtual instruction through the Proximity Learning platform to all students in grades K through 5 that request it. Parents need to contact their principal prior to Monday, August 23rd at 4 p.m. to register or call Lynn Bostic at that office. We are not following the DHHR map as a guide to masking. We will continue to deep clean schools and buses, and all other mitigation strategies remain in place. Unquote. In other actions at the meeting, Superintendent Beam announced that Shayna M. Alderson has been hired as the new principal at Greenbank Elementary Middle School. Beam said he has notified the West Virginia School Building Authority that the county schools will be applying for a needs grant this fall for funds to purchase and install new heating and air conditioning systems for all of those schools who are not getting them through the American Rescue Plan. Beam also said he will apply for a major improvement project next spring, it's an MIP, to replace the roof at Marlinton Elementary School. Director of Maintenance Ron Hall announced that the sewer system at PCHS, which had been damaged in the recent flood, will be operational hopefully by August 12th, when the employees return to work. He said that at least the two smaller tanks, which had not been damaged, will be able to be used for 2 or 3 days until the repair to the big tank is completed. He also said that the installation of LED lighting at Marlinton Elementary School has started. J.L. Clifton, representing the Marlinton Elementary School Local School Improvement Council, told the board that he wanted to clarify that he had never suggested that other schools not receive air conditioning until Marlinton Elementary School also receives it. He just wanted to be assured that there is a trackable plan for his school to receive it, and he now feels like there is one. Clifton also felt the current excess heat policy is inadequate. Mr. Beam agreed with that, and later in the meeting, the board placed the policy on 30-day review where changes can be made. Director of Transportation Ruth Bland announced that she was looking at ways to increase the pay for professional employees that also serve as emergency substitute bus drivers so that they receive as much as service personnel staff who also serve as emergency substitute bus drivers. The board approved routine financial reports and approved excluding themselves from the board's workers' compensation plan. Additionally, the board approved using the Wendell Corporation as architects to implement the energy savings project for the HVAC systems at Greenbank Elementary Middle School and Marlinton Middle School. They approved a Memorandum of Understanding, an MOU, with the Community Care of West Virginia to provide health care services. Approved a contract with Diana Smith, certified school psychologist, a contract with Melanie Mason, physical therapist, and a contract with Leslie Goodall, occupational therapist. They approved an MOU with the West Virginia Department of Education's Office of Child Nutrition. They accepted the bid from the Prairie Farms Dairy for purchasing dairy products. They approved to roll over the bids from Tri-County Wholesale Products. And they approved a list of recommended personnel actions. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.